Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, punishing an animal, punishing a woman or a child without any Shari'i reason, or punishing them beyond the limits of discipline. In other words, Sharia recognizes that there is such a thing as discipline. Discipline is important, but to go beyond the limits of discipline, this is not permissible. So there is prohibition of punishing them within limits, but beyond limits, this is something that shouldn't be done. So why we mentioned the chapter before doing the hadith is that when we're doing the hadith, then we understand where this hadith fits in. Otherwise, we'll be listening to the hadith and not understanding where the hadith fits in. So now when we understand that this is the chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, punishing an animal, woman or child without any Shari'i reason, or to go beyond the limits of discipline, then we'll understand, appreciate why the muhaddithin, or yes, specifically Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, brought this hadith under this chapter. An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, udhibat imra'atun fi hirratin, sajanatha hatta matat, fadakhalat fiha an-nar, la hiya at'amatha, wasaqatha idha habasatha, ولا هي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman was punished because of a cat which she kept confined. She kept this cat locked up until this cat died. Due to this, she entered the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala entered her into the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because of cruelty to an animal. People say that Islam is barbaric. Islam is a very barbaric, cruel religion. But what is the teaching of Islam? That even a cat also, even a dog also, even an animal also should be treated properly. Should not be cruel. There should be no cruelty towards even animals. So this is the teaching of Islam. So when people talk about barbaric, they don't understand Islam. They're just making statements like that. We as Muslims should understand the beauty of our deen. Look at this. There was a woman that was punished because of a cat. She confined it. You know, she had this cat locked up. And due to this, she entered into the fire of Jahannam. She neither gave it food, nor did she give it drink when she kept it confined. So she kept it, hadith is explaining, that she did not give it food, nor did she give it anything to drink when she had it locked up. She had it confined. Nor did she let it free so that it could eat of the creatures of this earth. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So she did not even leave this thing free, that you go and fend for yourself. She locked it up and she didn't provide any food and any drink. And this cat passed away in this manner. So this woman was entered into Jahannam for this, showing us what a big crime this is, that to punish and to show cruelty to an animal also is something that Islam doesn't tolerate. So we learn a few lessons from here. First is, it's permissible to keep a pet of this nature, a cat, to keep, for example, some people like to keep fish, etc. So it's permissible so long as the rights of that animal is taken care of. In other words, that food is given. The person has got the cat. Now he takes care of the cat. He gives that cat food. He gives the cat drink. Or he lets the cat go out. So the one masla we learn is to keep these type of pets. I'm not talking about dogs, and those are not permissible. Here we're talking about permissible pets. Then there is no harm. Shariat allows for it so long as it's taken care of. That's the first lesson we learn. The second lesson we learn is, if we have to confine it, if we have to restrict it and not allow it to go out, then the person that's restricting the movement of that animal, the onus of feeding it is on that person. So in other words, this woman here, she did not allow this animal to go out. The onus of giving it food and drink was upon her. And she did not fulfill that duty that she had on her. Therefore, she was put into the fire of Jahannam. So whoever is confining an animal, the onus and the duty is on that person. The next thing that we learn, that if a person doesn't want to feed this animal for whatever reason, he should allow the animal to be free, to go and fend for yourself. Then also this person won't be held accountable. Another thing that is important for us to understand from this hadith is that whenever we have to restrict any person, for example, a person is employing people. Now he's restricting their movements, restricting he's confining them to a certain extent from time to time. So now the onus of paying them is on the employer because he is now restricted. Like that, a woman is restricted in her home because of the husband. Now she can't go out, she can't do anything. So therefore it's important for the husband to give a woman some stipend every month, something every month, because of the fact that this woman is confined due to the husband. This is also something that many husbands neglect, is they don't give their wife something every month. Every month, or every, depends how a person wants to do it. Suggestion is every month, it can be every fortnight, it can be on a weekly basis. But give the wife also something so that she gets happy. So this is also something to note. One point from this hadith our Ustad had brought out in the time of COVID, or in the time of lockdown, is that the government had confined people to their homes. But yet, many people didn't have anything to support themselves. Many people didn't have food in the homes also. They couldn't go out, nor did they have anything. Those that caused people to be confined, the duty was upon them. Although many people did welfare, etc., and they gave items, grocery items, hampers, etc., but the people that confined, that were responsible for confining, feeding, drinking, and providing necessary items is upon those people. So here also, this was something to keep in mind, that if this is lockdown came from the government side, then the onus of providing for the masses and for the public should have been on the government. There's just one masla from the side pulled out from this hadith. But this is the beauty of the hadith, Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak ahadith. There's so many different points that are pulled out. In one teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man la yarham la yurham," that person does not show mercy, is not shown mercy. Here this woman, she did not show any mercy to that cat. Allah Ta'ala did not show her mercy. If we want the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we want the special rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we should also inculcate this quality of mercy in us. In fact, we find in other ahadith, in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, etc., that a prostitute was forgiven on account of the fact that she gave a thirsty dog water to drink. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala forgive a woman that was involved in such a big sin. Here a woman was entered into Jahannam because she did not allow a cat to eat and drink. There a prostitute was forgiven. Her maghfirat was made for what? For a napak animal, a dog. Why she showed kindness for the dog and she gave the dog water to drink. So here we show that kindness is something that Allah Ta'ala loves. When a person shows mercy, Allah Ta'ala shows that person mercy. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq for bringing this quality of mercy into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.